RTI.
Welcome back to part two of Postcard from Poprad, boys and girls, with me, Eric Wiltshire, at the base of the Tantry Mountains here in Poprad, with snow on the tops. And across there in the, as he reminded me earlier, the zit on the nose of Europe, it's none other than...
me, Lee G. Banks! Woo-hey!
With a 1980s, or was probably 70s, intro.
A what? A 1970s what?
Intro.
An intro?
Yes.
Oh, I see what you mean, because of... Yes, I know.
Because of
the
because of the
middle
initial.
I just wanted to say, you know what we did, what we said at the end, then, the last half? Bob Dylan did a song called Floater. I don't think he knew what it meant either.
No, it's like, what was the Tamla Motown sounding band that did Float On? Can't remember now.
I don't.
You can't remember?
Sorry, I'm just eating a piece of ice.
Moving along, last week we mentioned that a significantly sized potty or toilet from one J.D. Salinger was going to be sold for $1 million on eBay.
And so, I promised I'd put a bid in.
Yes, and you didn't, did you?
I forgot.
Well, I've been watching this story through the week. People have been revising the price of it, saying it's not worth anything near that. And then I check on eBay today to find the listing, number 370-4169-67312, has been removed.
I know, amazing, I can't believe it.
Well, it suggests to me nobody was interested in your J.D. Salinger.
Well, I think you have to say in this case that actually what's happened is... real, true Ryan the Catcher. Because it's a catcher and it's very rye that nobody bought it. And I think it's quite feasible that he might have found out that maybe it wasn't really J.D. Salinger's bog, if you forgive that awful word.
Yes, or it could be that nobody was interested in buying the toilet of an unknown person in America.
He isn't unknown. He's the most one of the most famous writers in the world, considering he only ever wrote one book and then vanished off the face of the earth to hide in Brazil, actually. Big show-offy Eric thing. he went over there and hid there. And I don't think I'd pay £1 million for Bob Dylan's toilet.
You wouldn't?
I don't think I'd pay... I wouldn't pay... Look, imagine Marlon Brando's. Oh, no, man, no. What about Subo? What about her toilet? How much did you pay for that? What about Paul Bowles?
Who's he?
I don't know, that singer. It was just as it said, bottles. So it was just like a fast thing.
This is my supposition. Your famous artist that no one's ever heard of called J.D. Salinger.
Everybody in the world. Everybody who went to secondary school.
Have you heard of J.D. Salinger?
All have heard of J.D. Salinger.
You see, he's ranting on so loud he hasn't... He's ranting on so loud he hasn't worked out that I'm talking to somebody. Have you ever heard of J.D. Salinger?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, but you're you.
Who? Who is it? It's Petra.
It's my Petra. That's Petra, my gorgeous, my beautiful, my wonderful Petra.
Oh, hello,
and she's
darling.
Hello, darling, I love you. You're so beautiful. Yeah. And you haven't heard of J.D. Salinger with the greatest of respect.
Hang on, just pick him up
it's
on his grammar.
It's because you work with a Philistine called Derek.
Lee, how do you say the word H-E-A-R-D?
Heard.
This is the bastion of culture and art from the UK. And he goes, I ain't heard of anything. Marvellous, isn't it?
English people are lazy, they swallow.
Excuse me, what are you saying about swallows?
Swallow letters to make sure you understood.
Swallow letters. No, I could go so many places with that. Well, Eric, don't allow
I'm just
to.
Making sure you don't pick on the word swallow.
Petra's not saying it, you're making me blush.
Oh no.
I think she should stay for the rest of the programme because now it's completely ruined.
Stay there for the rest of the programme.
Yes, I agree. I agree. Take your coat off.
But are you sure you can broadcast this before 10 p.m.?
I can broadcast it any time.
Okay, so when you post it somewhere, please add there, do not listen if you are not 18 and over.
Absolutely, and particularly as we're going to 1969 next, so yes.
But that's too long ago. I haven't even been planned then.
let alone born.
Oh, I thought it was too long ago since... Right, yeah,
stop it. Stop it. Okay, let's try and get onto these news items again. Petrol, stay with us. I'm just going to lean all over. Lennon's toilet seat has been sold for £9,500 at a Beatles auction for the toilet that John Lennon used between 1969 and 1972. If I was you, Mr. Lennon, I'd have gone to the doctors rather than stay on the toilet for 3 years.
Derek, you made a joke and it was funny.
Petra's trying not to laugh.
It comes from Tittenhurst.
But was the toilet cleaned before being sold?
Well, I would have thought, actually, you know what? That is a very good point. What would make that toilet more expensive? The fact that it hadn't been cleaned after Mr. Lennon had used it, or it had been cleaned?
Don't know. It was apparently used as a plant pot after John Lennon gave it to his builder, John Hancock. But the point being...
That actually should be a pot plant.
Yes, ha ha ha. The point being, though, that John Lennon's seat sold for £9,500 and J.D. Salinger's potty seat was removed from eBay because probably nobody was interested.
I think that's perfectly reasonable. I think paying £9,500 if you've got the money for John Lennon's toilet seat or paying the same for Bob Dylan's toilet seat is fine. The problem is the person who was selling old J.D.'s toilet, right, was asking $1 million, or £1 million, whatever. He was being silly. You weren't ever going to get that for a toilet seat.
No, but you could put bid in. You could bid for it, because that was the way it was done on eBay.
I know, that's what I was going to do.
But you forgot, like everybody else.
Hadn't it got hurt? Well, I think that's a lot to do with it.
Right, moving over to Holland, because we like this story. A number of Dutch colleges are considering legal action against the publishers of a move-in guide for new students after the company included an ad recruiting students for jobs as online sex workers. Oh, it could only happen in Holland, couldn't it? Apparently, the students...
I'm sorry.
What?
I was away then. I wasn't there then. I missed that.
you regret it, don't you?
I regret what? What do I regret?
Not being there at that time.
I've been a sex worker, you know.
You have or you haven't?
Well, sometimes you have and sometimes you haven't. At certain times I had. Now I haven't.
Oh, dear. Apparently, the Student Information Guide 2010-2011, which was handed out recently, included an ad to give you an opportunity to earn extra money by engaging in sexual activities in front... Have you done sexual activities in front of a webcam?
No.
Oh, okay. Have you? Oh, your name's not Chris Evans,
I just thought that made me sound special, but then I realised it doesn't make me
I do
just
it tonight
sound
for
like
Lee.
A pervert.
You're going to do it tonight for Lee?
Special one.
Oh my God, my heart's killing me now.
Apparently, the police are having somebody's having a look at it, one of the regulatory lot, and the director of the publication said it was an error. And he didn't think the guide could potentially be distributed to minors. Never stopped to think about that.
But you know what? A serious point to this is, quite seriously, that's why it's a serious point, possibly.
Possibly.
Over in Britain, they do pay you to, at clinics for whatever that desperate word is I'm trying to remember. Forget it, move on.
I've got some empathy with this next one. Apparently, a British plane en route to Poland was forced to make an emergency landing in Germany after a 56-year-old woman spilled a hot cup of tea on herself, said policemen in Germany on Wednesday. The Ryanair flight from Liverpool to Poland made the unscheduled landing in the northwest city of Bremen, and the woman was treated for scalding at the airport and then released. But this is the stupid thing about it. She didn't get back on a plane. She had to go on a train to Poland.
Well, I'm not surprised. Imagine if she was going to Lapland.
Oh, very good. Very good indeed. I like that one immensely. But that's really... I know that because I was sitting...
That's just patronising my joke.
Because were you... No, I think you were on holiday when I was sitting in Aqua City when all the people from Leeds United were here. And you know when you got these, like, little cups that they have in restaurants and hotels and places that your fingers don't fit in? Well, it slipped through my finger and this coffee that the waiter... 30 seconds before handed to me, all went down my nether regions.
Bits.
bits.
On your gentleman's sausage?
Yes. And it hurt. It had to be said.
And was it a cup of tea?
No, it was coffee, and it was hot coffee.
Oh, yeah. You should have bought a cup of water.
And when I got home, because I sort of like went home very quickly, because I don't live that far away, as I took me, I was in my suit as well, of all things. Can you picture this? I take my suit off, and I looked in the mirror, and I've gone, oh, my God, the inside of my legs were all red. I'd got
That's
sozzled.
Because I didn't rub it together.
I'd been sozzled. Anyway, good news, Lee. Good news.
Yeah.
The Vuvuzelas, I've been practicing that for hours. The Vuvuzelas have been kicked out of European competitions after UEFA, which is the European football thing, which I never understand in my life, said that the controversial plastic trumpets drowned out supporters and detracted from the emotion of the game. How would you know you never invented it? England invented football.
What? I thought you meant we invented Vuvuzelas.
Vuvuzelas?
Who invented them? Who do you reckon's the noisiest? A Vuvuzelulia or me?
You.
Yes!
Absolutely. So apparently there's going to be no Vuvuzelas in Europe. Are we worried about that?
No.
Because Lee's not in Europe.
I think it's lovely. I'd like to get a Vuvuzelulia now.
Yeah, but what would you use it for?
No, don't go there. No, don't go there. Just don't go there. Just don't.
Do you know what it was originally used for?
No, what? Tell me.
to support your...
Bits,
yeah.
Is it? Are you joking?
What? Yeah, there's somewhere in the jungle there are people living there still now, and they use it so they put their willy in there. And they actually use it for supporting it.
Yeah. Is that like?
Do
like
we
a lady?
Believe that, boys and girls?
I show you a picture on the net.
I knew you.
You're going to show us a picture, aren't you?
No, that's a pornographic.
And
website,
imagine,
yeah.
You know, blowing into it.
What worries me about that? If that is true, what Petra's just said.
Yes.
Who was the first person to blow into one?
Yes. Oh, no. Let's get out of there. This has got to be scary. This has got to be scary. British Airways had to apologise to passengers after an emergency message warning they were about to crash into the sea was shown by mistake. Played by mistake.
Good job nobody had dived out then, innit?
Flipping heck. Apparently the passengers, 275 of them, were on the way from London Heathrow to Hong Kong. And the plane was over the North Sea at the time. Have you ever heard them do it? I mean, I know
do
there
what?
Was one genius in America that landed that plane on the river.
Mm-hmm.
All right? He's a genius. But how many other times have you ever seen a plane land on water?
None.
So why on earth do they say, in the event that we have to make an emergency landing on water, you think, I'm going to be dead anyway.
Yeah, you're all doomed.
Yeah, we're doomed, mate. What are you going on about? Apparently, the cabin crew quickly realised the error and moved the message to reassure the passengers at the same time. One of them told the Sun newspaper in the UK, it's Michelle Lord from Preston, we thought we were all going to die. You see exactly what I'm saying, Michelle. I'm agreeing with you.
I'm just going to say this, sorry, about the Cockney elephant that went to the Happy Hunting Ground.
No.
And this other elephant said to it, have you come here to die? He says, no, I came here yesterday.
Sorry. That's one of those Christmas cracker jokes, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
We should get Christmas crackers in Slovakia. You know?
Yeah,
they sell them
in June.
Tesco, don't they?
No.
No.
Anyway, another passenger was reported as saying, I can't think of anything worse than being told your plane's about to crash. Now, I agree with that as well. You just don't want to know, do you? It's better to go boof and be strawberry jam rather than being told you're about to become strawberry jam. You just don't want to know about it, for goodness sake.
It has been proven scientifically, though, that if you are in a plane crash and you jump up at the exact moment that the plane hits the ground, you will survive.
Yeah, it's like the lift going down and jumping up at the time when it gets down the bottom. I know what you mean.
You bang your head.
Yeah. Apparently there was all sorts of apologies made for distressing people on the flight.
Of course it should.
Absolutely.
Do you remember when I flew into Poprad and the window fell out of the plane?
No.
Yeah. one of the first times I went there about 5 or 6 years ago. We flew in, the plane landed, and the driver's window fell out.
The driver's window?
Can you drive a plane?
Yeah, I hope you can if you're sitting in the driving seat.
Oh, I love this one. This is one of... Lee finds his most amazing stories, boys and girls, and this is just one of them.
Which is that?
An American student is suing his teacher. Right, it could only happen in America. Sorry, America. The school district in the city of Dover in New Hampshire, because he didn't tell him that electrocuting his nipples is dangerous. I've got this question, Lee. I've got this question in my brain at the moment. I don't know if I should ask it or not.
Yeah, ask it. Go on.
Really? Should I ask this question then, Petra?
Taking off the air anyway after what was been said today.
Should I ask the question?
Yeah.
Have you ever had your nipples electrocuted?
No. And my question was, who the hell would try to do that?
Yes, because nobody's that brave, actually.
I've had my gentleman sausage electrocuted by accident.
Was he?
No, honestly, I have. I'll tell you, for about the first second, I thought, by George, this is pleasant.
So now does it look like a barbecue sausage?
Exactly. It was amazingly painful and embarrassing. And trying to explain to people how it had happened was even more. But yeah, this lad, how can you sue a teacher?
Well,
because
it's
you
nuts.
And your mates decided to.
Well, the funny thing is that initially he said he was casting aspersions about the teacher, but then he changed his mind a little bit later on. So, you know, what's the truth? Do you see what I'm saying?
No, he's a crispy bonehead. The quote. I love this
one legal analyst who says a jury will probably side with the student because it's in America and you can sue anybody for anything there. Marvellous. Unbelievable. Don't say anything, we'll get sued. We'll get sued.
I'll tell you what.
Well, then
if he became a multiple.
Yeah. Oh, I've got to shut up.
Who's getting sued?
Well, no, I just said to Petra. If that's the case, and because people are listening to us in America, we could get sued. So she says, shut up then.
Yeah, but Petra, that would ruin the show, really, if we just sat here in silence.
No, you're the best anyway.
It takes a while to get to the brain.
Float like a bee and sting like a buffalo.
It stays in a sausage, I know.
Yeah, it does. It's where his brains are normally.
Man's one.
This is going to cause controversy. Here we go.
Go with that name.
Well, apparently, 2/3 of people in the UK are agreeing with arts funding changes. And by changes, what the government mean are cuts.
Yeah.
First of all, have you ever heard of a Paul Cummings?
No.
Do you know what the Thread Needle Prize is?
No.
Yes.
I don't either. So it's 2-1.
Mm.
He loses.
You can't just say that you've won because you don't know something. That doesn't mean that the whole world is a better
place.
Well, it's
still two against one.
It's two against one.
Yeah, that's why you lost the war.
Actually, you know, this makes sense because there's three people, right? Lee, Petra, Eric. And 2/3 of the people in the UK agreed on this vote. So there's two of us, one of you, 2/3, 1/3. It proves the statistics is right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you have to take into consideration that 1/3 of this triumvirate, right, is you, who is a Philistine. And then the other one is Petra, who is gorgeous and charming and sweet and absolutely wonderful. But also a bit of an airhead.
You saying she's blondie?
She's nothing like Blondie. Blondie's 60. Petra's like 31.
Right, so get back to the plot so you understand this, boys and girls. 2/3 of people agree with the government's stance on cutting arts funding and increasing reliance on private cash, a survey has suggested. And about a fifth of the 2,000-odd adults that were questioned said, now visual arts is where they put these like things on the internet and things on mobile phones and things like that. And they say that should not have government funding, and I have to agree.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't say. You see, look, what's happening?
He's off now.
We've actually. We
can have a cup of tea now.
We'll have a coffee.
Yeah, we'll have a coffee. We'll have a coffee while he rambles on.
We've forgotten about narrative art.
I'm going to make a fresh one.
The internet. the internet has totally
Can I have two sugars in mine?
Would you like some milk?
Milk as well, because yes. Okay.
World.
Yes.
This is a philistine world born out of
do you want to offer him a cup of tea as well?
Lee, would you like some lemonade?
All over the universe.
Come in, Lee. A young lady just talked to you.
Hello, Petra, I love you.
I just wanted you to shut up, that's all.
That's what you say, isn't it?
Yeah.
Don't talk me about fun.
Apparently this poll was commissioned by organisers at the Threadneedle Visual Arts... Oh, for goodness sake. This is where it's all got nuts. Apparently, there's going to be a review on all this spending stuff for, like, dirty beds... Shark stuffed with formaldehyde, sheep in formaldehyde, pictures that a 2-year-old could paint better than the 50-year-old
like
that did them.
I'd like to see you stuff a shark with formaldehyde.
That's true. Well, what if it was dead? I just did it on the head first. Apparently, the results of all this stuff is going to be announced in October, where there could be... And don't forget, they've already... killed the UK Film Council, whatever that did, which costs about £15 million a year, employed 75 people.
Which is nothing.
There's going to be a problem with all this, you know. The unemployment rate is going to go up.
Of course it is. All these lovies will be on the dole. They'll say, no, darling, I can't be a dustbin man. No. Oh, I'm not being a car man.
Exactly.
I'm an artist.
They'll all have to get proper jobs. Oh, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
We haven't got those.
We don't have proper jobs here either.
So anyway, the good news is 2 out of 3 say that funding that sort of rubbish is not a good thing.
He's quite continuous.
And the third one, the one with the voice of reason.
Yes.
Says, what a load of that word that I can't say that begins with B and ends with ox.
Right, we are going to make this list if it kills me. Apparently, Apple have launched...
What we're doing, we're not far off.
We're doing well. Apple has launched a social networking group. Are you going to go to change from Facebook to Apple, whatever it's called?
No.
No. Okay, it's called Ping.
Mm-hmm.
Ping? Could be for Pingu, couldn't it?
Is it?
Pingo.
Pingo, we like him.
What I have here on the screen instead of Google sign.
No, this is social networking, like Facebook-ish.
Okay.
Ping, as its name, will allow users to build networks of friends and professional musicians in a similar way to like Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of people are saying, well, they're trying to challenge Facebook and things like that. And the service will be available through iTunes 10, software on Macs and PCs, as well as through the iTunes application on iPhones and iPod Touch. There's only one small problem with that.
Mm.
Yeah.
I can't put iTunes on my new computer. It won't work.
Why?
Is it
blocking it?
It's blocking it.
Oh,
he's blocking it.
Eric, poor man.
You've got some blockage.
Well, actually, I had an email from, I think it was in Holland, from the European Tech Centre.
Petra, have you heard? He had an email from Holland. The whole of Holland wrote to him. Yeah, I think that's going a bit far now.
The main man from Apple in Europe asked me what the problem was, so they'd heard about it somewhere. And the fact is, I can't put iTunes on my nice new shiny Acer laptop, which works beautifully with every other piece of software that's ever thrown at it, and boy do I throw stuff at it, but it won't take iTunes, it just says no.
So don't use it?
No, probably not. Just, it does make it difficult to update your iPhone though.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Maybe I could do it on your computer.
Try it.
Yeah, shall we?
I'm bored now.
Paul Hogan has been allowed to go home.
Well, Paul Hogan.
Bless
him. Do you remember when he played the Hulk?
He didn't play the Hulk.
Hulk Hogan?
Not that. Not what? The wrestler, Paul Hogan, the comedian. Crocodile Dundee.
It was on TV last few days ago.
Me and you could do
it wasn't Petra. He's in England. We're in Slovakia.
I know.
It wasn't the same telly.
Wrestling then.
It wasn't the same telly at all.
I should have recorded it.
Yeah. Yeah, but he can't speak any Slovak either. He's worse than me.
It doesn't matter, Petra. We don't need words, do we?
This is true. Apparently, the large tax demands that the Australian Tax Office were after, which was £22.1 million, or $37.5 million American Australian dollars. Sorry, I can't say it now. I can't say it. They've had a little chat about it, and they're going to come to an agreement because Paul Logan says, "Yeah, I've never had that much money anyway."
Yeah, it's incredible, isn't it? This has happened to so many people. Like, if you think, like, Willie Nelson, I think he was 76 when they bankrupted him.
I don't get this.
That man bankrupted him over there.
Where was that? Was that America or Australia?
What was?
Willie Nelson.
America?
No, this was in Australia, you wurzel.
It doesn't matter. I'm just drawing an analogy. It might be over in England. I'm just saying it happens a lot to people who, at 70 years old, you get to that age, you've worked all your life, and all of a sudden the tax man comes along and says, well, we'll have that.
They have a job with me.
How do they know how much tax they have to ask?
Well, that's the problem. What it usually happens is that people like Paul Hogan. Hulk. And Willie Nelson and people like that. It happened to Leonard Cohen as well, but Leonard Cohen got ripped off by his management as well, and he was 78 or something and had to go back on the road to try and put some money back into his file. And what it is, usually they estimate it, and it's because they've not actually told them how much they earn. Mm. There is a very good friend of mine who actually appeared on the show who has the same problem, and he's 71 over here, PJ Proby. Tax man's causing him a load of grief. And he's not worked for, like, 40 years.
Right, one more story to go, Lee, and we'll achieve it, I think.
Oh, go on, then. Are we going to do it?
Hang on.
That was a nice way of cutting him down.
Hang on, how many stories have we got left? We've got one left to go. Blimey, we'll do this. this is wonderful. Apparently, in Ohio, strippers have staged a picket line outside a church.
So... That'd be like a picket fence then, wouldn't it, really?
very good. Supporters of the Foxhole Strip Club have been picketing outside the church for 3 months. Right.
With no clothes on?
Well.
I would start going to church then.
Petra, you're being so rude. You're making yourself sound like a bit of a strumpet.
The pastor of this church has actually been quoted as saying, "As a Christian community, we cannot share territory with the devil." Hang on a minute. Let me just work this one out. Adam and Eve in the Bible were wandering around with no clothes on. Then they put fig leaves on, right?
Mm.
That's right. That was their first shame.
So the strippers are in no clothes as they are born.
Yeah. But they've got bikinis on.
Is that the problem?
Yeah.
What? Well, take it off then.
Then take the bikinis off. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I couldn't agree more. Get them off.
Get your baps out.
Get them off for the church. So that'd be a good slogan outside the church, wouldn't it?
Yeah, get your baps out. Oh, no, sorry. and apparently the pastor has told Associated Press, the news agency, that this strip club has to go. So since then, strippers have been sitting outside in deck chairs at the New Beginnings Ministry Church in Warsaw, Ohio. They nick every name. Begins with D down in Kent. They nicked that
Dover.
Now they've nicked Warsaw from Poland.
And they have London somewhere there as well.
Do they?
Yeah.
What a bunch of crooks.
Walsall. No. I thought it was the Walsall Concerto.
Oh, no.
I didn't know, honestly. I thought it was from... No, you take the mickey out of me.
Say goodbye, Lee.
All right, then. Bye-bye, Petra.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
Eric.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
From the heart of Europe to the world, this is RTI.